Moncrief on News Talk.
In Swaziland, now known as Eswatini, the king there is going to get married for the 16th time. King Mswati is such an enthusiastic groom that he has previously broken his own laws in order to get hitched. So in the 21st century, is there any pushback against these traditions? Rachel Savage is Southern Africa correspondent for The Guardian. Afternoon, Rachel.
Afternoon.
Now, we should start by describing where Eswatini is, and because it's effectively surrounded by South Africa.
Yes, so it's bordered by South Africa and Mozambique. It's landlocked, quite a small country, 1.2 million people, and it is Africa's last absolute monarchy. So King Mswati III has absolute power. He rules by decree. Elected officials are only his advisors. They don't actually have real power.
Right, OK. Describe the economy there. What does the national economy make its income from?
There's some mining, tourism, you know, trade with its neighbours. But it's a relatively poor country, quite unequal. More than half the population do live in poverty.
Right. OK. Can we start with the one where he, because it fascinates me that he had brought in a law where you couldn't marry if you were below the age of 18, and then he married a 17-year-old.
Yeah, so this was back in 2001 at the height of the HIV/AIDS crisis, which hit Southern Africa and Eswatini particularly hard. So he brought in a rule that said you couldn't have sex with under-18s, and you also couldn't have sex if you were under 18, and if you were a girl. This only applied to girls. But 2 months after the law was brought in, he fined himself a cow because he wanted to marry a 17-year-old. And he then lifted the law. He revoked it in 2005 and then promptly married another 17-year-old. But I should just say that the age of consent in Eswatini has now been raised to 18 in 2018. So, yeah, okay. Hopefully no more under 18-year-old brides for the king.
Right. Now, but when he fined himself a cow, if it's an absolute monarchy, who got the cow?
I don't know. The rumour is that he got the cow back himself, so it was purely symbolic. But I'm afraid I can't confirm that.
Yeah. Now, to a degree, these marriages are political.
Yes. So it is, you know, he marries different clans from around the country and essentially to unite the country. But his latest bride is actually South African. She's the daughter of the former president, Jacob Zuma. She's 21, Nomcebo Zuma. And so that is a sort of cross-border political marriage, even though Zuma isn't president anymore, so doesn't have as much power as he used to. So, yes, the marriages are quite political.
Yeah. And so, In that sense, what's in it for Jacob Zuma to make this kind of union?
That is a very good question. It gives him a sort of potential ally over the border, and his stronghold, the province of KwaZulu-Natal, does border Eswatini. And Mr. Zuma is a traditionalist himself. He does favour traditional rulers. He said he wanted to change the constitution to give traditional rulers more power. And he's also a polygamist himself. He currently has 4 wives. He has been married 6 times in total and has 20 children. And the King Mswati probably has about double that, although we don't know for sure. So, you know, I guess, you know, they hold similar values and potentially give Zuma, an ally over the border.
Yeah. But would this, even within South Africa, for Jacob Zuma, you know, the new political party he set up, is he pitching to a particular constituency, and would that boost his standing in that constituency?
Potentially, you know, he is very, very popular, in his rural sort of Zulu heartland where, you know, polygamy is more common for sure. But, you know, South Africa and, you know, Eswatini to an extent as well, you know, there are lots of women who, you know, don't believe in polygamy, lots who are happy with it as well. So, you know, there's different constituencies. And, you know, there are some rumours, although I haven't been able to confirm, that, you know, this was more sort of Zuma's young daughter was doing herself, you know, rather than her father sort of arranging this match. So although, you know, the King Mswati did visit Zuma's homestead and Kandla in KwaZulu-Natal to get approval for the marriage. So, you know, Zuma would have had to sign off on it, of course.
Yeah. So within Eswatini, is, you know, is there any cohort of women particularly who might push back against essentially a practice where women are used as chattels?
Yes, there is some pushback for sure, although it is difficult to do so, you know, in a country where the monarch has absolute power. You know, a colleague of mine in 2016, you know, spoke to some sort of women and their mothers, some of whom were sort of in favour of you know, these practices, and some of whom were very much against it. You know, there was a one of King Mswati's wives was actually allegedly abducted when she was about to finish her A-levels in 2003, and when she was age 18, and her mum did go to court to try and get her daughter back, but was unsuccessful, again, unsurprisingly, given, you know, it's an absolute monarchy. So, you know, that while, you know, there are you know, lots of women who sort of say they loved Eswatini's traditional culture. You know, they say it's very graceful and beautiful and they love being a part of it. You know, it's certainly not all women are in favour of King Mswati and his practice of multiple wives.
Mm. And would there be an aspect of that at all? But given, as you said, half the country odd live below the poverty line, and he's, you know, spreading the cash around, buying, you know, essentially buying more wives himself and having lavish weddings and all the rest of it. That mustn't go down very well.
Yes, so for sure. There have been protests against, you know, the monarchy in the last few years, not so much this year, but sort of 2021 to 2023. There were sort of protests on and off against the monarchy. And, you know, King Mswati is rumoured to have, you know, multiple Rolls Royces. He has a private jet that was apparently gifted to him by an unnamed sponsor. And, you know, and all these weddings, you know, a former Eswatini MP estimated that this latest wedding, the dowry would cost 100 cows, which is, you know, cows do cost a lot of money, and more than $110,000. So, yeah, certainly the sort of expense spent on all of this won't go down well with everybody in Eswatini.
Rachel, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Rachel Savage there, Southern Africa correspondent for The Guardian.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.